This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. Breaking up on Infowars.com. Leaked counterterrorism bulletin warns police of impending far-right violence. And they've been doing that for a while, and then magically it starts appearing. And this is a government under Clinton and now under Obama, the same crew, who's been caught staging false flags red-handed before. I mean, we've caught them with the unexploded bombs. We know their names, Oklahoma City, whole nine yards. And leaked counterterrorism bulletin warns police of impending. Now they're saying it's impending. And, of course, they go on in other memos to say impending IED attacks, improvised explosive devices, and that every department will be hit. That's about as likely as every police department being hit by Mars attacks aliens with beehive haircuts. It's just total fantasy. But it's a psyop. So many times when they have these terror drills on bases, schools, you name it, they don't tell you it's a drill at first locally. And then people call, we're getting hit by terrorists, so there's a mass shooting, and then later, oh, this was just a drill. And that creates the perception of all the shooting and terrorism, and then hopefully they can get some mentally ill people, they think, to go out and then actually think, yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll go out, you know. Advertising, come to the Florida beaches, the Florida Keys. Well, advertising, get some Pillsbury biscuit mix. That's what advertising is. And when you advertise school shootings, when you advertise suicide, and I've talked about this a lot, even 2020 on ABC News, to its credit, back in the 99, did a report on this. I was in 2000. You guys have dug it up before. And just as an example, you know, I tend to go down rabbit trails, that death education at Columbine, and then it went on to say, and nationwide, but the first place it was done was at Columbine, strangely enough, made suicides more than double. I think the number was tripled, but you can look it up. And World Net Daily reported on at the time, that I talked about a month ago, and they pulled up the article. I'm kind of getting this OCD thing I never used to have, where then I must have them pull it up and check and verify. Not that I want to show off that I know what I'm talking about. It's like I want to see it and make sure I'm being accurate. That's the opposite of the mainstream media, that I really want to tell you the truth. I really want to get it right. I rack my brain trying to get it exactly right here. Still not perfect, obviously. Nobody is. But that's what's going on here. And they've really failed to increase the mass shootings, even though they've tried, because gang mass shootings have gone down in schools. They have increased just the random shoot 'em up video game drug head pib going in and shooting people. So that went up a little bit. Well, it didn't really exist before, so it went up quite a bit. But still, it's very small on the radar in the aggregate. And the gang shootings went down, so it's flat. Because they consider a gang shooting in the same category with the FBI numbers as the mass shootings that are just totally for no reason. I'm not endorsing gang shootings. I'm saying they'll have some beef with each other over drugs or money. And you know, I mean, it's business. There's a reason it happened, at least in the criminal mind. Not, I'm going to go shoot blonde people because I'm a white male and white males are bad, even though the guy really wasn't a white male. I mean, just on and on with the craziness. So that's all coming up today. One of Putin's top advisors believes that the Antichrist has taken over the United States and there's going to be basically World War III. And this guy's a top television guest and friends with Putin. And I've known this for a while, but I was reading this article today. It was just hitting me how strange all this is. And I know Putin is a listener of this radio show as well, and a lot more. Yeah, I never really bragged about it because it sounds crazy. But I was told that by high-level RT people about 4 years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,261.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,307.17, $653.59 for a half ounce, or $326.79 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,307.17, $653.59, and $326.79.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live broadcasting worldwide. I will return this Sunday with a very special transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm going to air during the radio show a 20-plus minute interview with Ron Paul that Kit Daniels did that a few weeks ago that we did as a transcript article, but that has never actually been heard before. And there's more than just what is in the article. with Ron Paul that came out in last month's InfoWars magazine. And then there's my Porter Stansberry, Dallas Stansberry Association speech I gave that I think is really one of my better speeches, probably one of my best speeches ever given. We're going to be airing that and covering the news of the day this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, and I mentioned the Staff Sergeant part, that's how he's able to get on these bases, as he just got out of the military, just retired, it was about a year ago, goes down there and openly says, here's my card, I'm here as a reporter to cover things. They let him in to the Air Force base down there where Bergdahl was supposed to arrive last night, but didn't. He's supposedly now somewhere in the U.S. and is going to be going there. And then we'll be there on Fort Sam Houston, basically, and a base within it. There's a whole bunch of bases connected right there. And the police come over after they've been there a while, waiting for Bergdahl to get there, obviously, and then say, hey, we're throwing you off the base, and my commander told me to tell you, don't forget Fort A.P. Hill. That could happen again. What could happen again? They held him for 2.5 hours and then let him off the base. We're going to bases saying we're here to report on the fact you have mock churches and mock D.C. subways. And sure enough, they have what looked like torture equipment from places where Biggs took people to be tortured on a routine basis. He's honest about that. It's industrial scale. By industrial scale, it's like a McDonald's on the corner. Torture is. They declassified a few years ago Green Beret manuals from Vietnam. We actually had a colonel on, a famous Special Forces colonel, I forget his name, Trinday put it out, who started getting sued, but then they won the lawsuit for talking about what was later declassified, that they would torture people's kids in front of them with electrical wires hooked to their genitals. So let's just stop lying about what goes on here. But that's a side issue. The point is that we're there to try to ask Bergdahl a question. You know, they go, oh, he has a mental issue. Oh, no one can talk to him. Pretty soon they're going to say that about everybody. They're saying it's mentally ill if you don't like Hillary Clinton, that it's a oppositional defiance disorder, and they got a whole bunch of other ones. And there are real mental disorders. I mean, I agree with some of the diagnostics out there on schizophrenics or on people that are clinically depressed or borderline personality disorders. I mean, there are a lot of really weird people that follow patterns that you can put in a book and give them a name. Doesn't mean that that diagnostic analysis is absolutely correct. Nothing's perfect. But it's a way to try to make sense of things, study it, and then learn how to look at it to do something about it. The problem is then they either make it black or white, where psychology and psychiatry is either pure evil or pure good. And the system says it's pure good. The Scientologists say it's pure bad because they're setting up their own mind system that they're saying is good. It's like one church fighting with another church. I mean, psychiatry and psychology in this country is just as much a church as Scientology is or a Baptist church. They are all selling their idea. And it's becoming this excuse of no one can talk to Bergdahl, including no one from Congress, because we say, the medical experts say, no one can ask him questions. It's just an example of how they use it as a cover. Or your neighbor said they saw you cleaning a gun in your garage. Well, yeah, that's where I clean my guns. Well, guns are legal. You need to come with us, Mr. Johnson. I see this in the news every day. It happens to everybody I basically know. I'm sure you heard about it. Probably happened to you. Neighbor sees a gun, no matter if you live in Texas or wherever. You're putting your deer rifle in your car, cops, you know, come that afternoon after you go to the shooting range, and you're like, well, what's going on? We need you to come with us, Mr. Jones or Mr. Thompson or Mr. Sanchez or Mr. Schultz, Mr. Chow, whatever your last name is. We need you to come with us. So we'll get you a psychological evaluation. Everything's going to be fine. Let's put these handcuffs on you for your own safety. Or maybe they don't put you in handcuffs part of the time, and then you go, and they have a person there, and you get mad and go, I've done nothing wrong. this is ridiculous. Oh, you're showing opposition and acting paranoid. And then you get home and all your guns are gone and your safe's broken into by a locksmith of the police department and your milk's been drunk out of the refrigerator and your Twinkies have been eaten. I mean, literally, they'll eat your food. This is what they do. They'll have the ATF with them or whatever in a lot of cases. I've seen this literally thousands of times in the news when people sue over it. They should. And then they go, hey, you're just going to have to, you know, spend 2 years in court to get your guns back. And then you win the court case and you don't get the guns back. The police just go, sue us again. A lot of times it's because the cops have sold the guns out the back door. That keeps coming out. They're selling your guns, just like a lot of police departments are in the drug trade. And I'll say this, they're mainly Democratic Party-run police departments. Republican Party police departments will get crazy and plant drugs on minorities. Sometimes there is a little bit of racism there. They'll usually just be holier than thou, though, and you know, beat you up if you backtalk them. I'm kind of just first approximation from years of research. Well, it's not a first approximation, it's a deep research. What I'm saying is it's just gestalt, kind of a MO profile. Democrat police departments generally run the prostitutes, the drugs, the money laundering, the gangs, everything. They sell the guns out the back door, you name it. It's like Chicago. It's a Chicago model. And I, quite frankly, have had enough of it. Now, see, that's how my brain works and meanders, and sometimes I just go with it. I don't know how I even got onto that subject, but I should probably give you the top story, shouldn't I? Now, there's a headline right there they pulled up. Washington police sheriff's departments in business of selling guns. Seattle's police department made headlines last month when it held a gun buyback event where citizens surrendered more than 700 firearms in exchange for Amazon gift cards. Their policies destroy the guns. They don't want weapons from the hands of the private citizens so they otherwise may be not stolen or lost using a crime or actually discharged. But not all police agencies destroy guns seized by police or turned in. No, they end up selling them, either legally or illegally. Man, I tell you, a lot of folks go to these gun buybacks and they stand out on the street and the cops don't like it, but... And Austin folks do this, and it happens all over the country. People say, hey, you going in there? I want to buy that gun. And it's a private sale. That's what they want to make illegal. And the old lady will go, well, how much will you give me? I'll give you more than a $50 Amazon card. And you can talk to these old ladies. That's mainly who will have the really nice guns. You'll have, like, gangbangers. Folks have some broken 22 that's 30 years old. And, you know, I guess $50 for a gift card's worth it or whatever. But you better know you're really going in the database. I mean, it's not an anonymous turn-in. That's a big fraud, and that's come out as well. The old ladies will have sometimes $5,000, $10,000 carved shotgun collectors, and they're there for $100, $200, $50, Walmart gift card, whatever the case is. And, I mean, it's good business to go to a police buyback and stand out on the public street and wave at people, say, I want to buy your guns. And then the cops get in your face, say, fine, old lady. You know, Mrs. Thompson or whatever their name is, come with me to Bob's Gun Shop and we'll do a transfer right there. I'll pay you $500 right now for that shotgun. And you can turn around, folks, and make $4,000 or $5,000 just like that. I mean, I don't blame the police. I'm not saying they should commit a crime and sell it out the back, but are you really going to take a $5,000 shotgun and melt it down because some idiot saw a TV ad that the government put on locally to come turn in a $5,000, $10,000 shotgun, a $1,500 assault rifle? I mean, they're not destroying a $1,500 assault rifle, boys and girls. They are illegally selling them out the back door. Or if it's a Republican Party type run police department, they will just take them and then sell them to brokers. That's what the article says. And I don't blame them. I mean, that'd be like taking a perfectly good dinner table and just smashing it up, or a perfectly good television, or a perfectly good tool set. I mean, it's just mental illness. The guns aren't bad. And I know you know that, but it just shows the insanity. And I'm going to make myself get to the news. What happens is I researched last night, I researched this morning, I get ready for the show, and then I don't like to expose the system. I mean, I want to expose them. I like to expose them. What I mean is, it's just sick. But it's got to be done to cover all this. This is so incredible. And I've got to get my writers on this or shoot a special video to kind of codify it and put all the proof in it. But I told you this was coming, and I've been telling you for a couple of years. This Al-Qaeda group set to take Baghdad now, and there may have to be a total reinvasion of Iraq, was armed and protected by Obama and the globalists. I mean, it's just off the charts. Another false flag.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
All right, the news is so off the charts. And I know I just keep saying that every day. It's because
my goodness gracious,
in 19 years on air, and the staff's noting this as well in me, I just am shell-shocked. I'm like a deer in the headlights right now. That, wow, I really was on target all along. And the old-timers, mainly former military police and intelligence people in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s that warned us about the New World Order. Kaufman from England, who was in MI6. Anthony Sutton, that worked in investigations in Congress. The John Birch Society, all of them, it was all exactly as they said. Just exactly as they said. G. Edward Griffin, all of them. I mean, we just, Red Beckman. I mean, I don't want to hang out with rock stars, folks. I've got some rock star friends and people like them because they're cool, but you know what I mean. I don't want to hang out with movie stars. But if I do know some movie stars, it's because they're cool people and I like them as friends, who I get butterflies around. Is living legends who are just so smart and patriotic and manly and who came from behind a trillion miles so that we have a chance to beat them today. Ron Paul stands on the shoulders of all those people. I stand on their shoulders. That's why I don't like people, I've analyzed it. I don't like people calling up telling me what a great job I'm doing because it is embarrassing to me. And incredibly humbling that so many incredible people look up to me, and half the time I'm all wound up and the show's unlistenable. Because there are people that were imprisoned and tortured. Congressman Hansen, and we should get that author on, is working with him. I wanted to get Congressman Hansen on and found out he's ill. And nobody probably knows who Congressman Hansen is. He's a Ron Paul from 25, 30 years ago. Just as good as Ron Paul. Just as good as Larry McDonald, Dr. Larry McDonald, again, another doctor fighting the tyrants. And they tortured him for 6 months in they call it dieseling, off and on, driving him around, sometimes weeks on end, 15, 18 hours a day from federal prison to federal prison until his feet burst and his disc burst. That's what happens in that position. They do it. It's worse than being tortured the way the military would torture you. All because he almost got the IRS abolished and started the anti-IRS movement. Or helped supercharge it. And no one even knows who he is, ladies and gentlemen. But like a rock in water, the ripples. I mean, I haven't been tortured yet. I've been beat up, attacked, harassed, but I mean, I have not paid my dues like a lot of these people, like Red Beckman, who they arrested repeatedly, Air Force veteran, bulldozed his house, tortured him in jail, all sorts of stuff he didn't even talk about, just because he started the Fully Informed Jury Association. They told him, you shut up, we're going to kill you. He's still alive, we've got to get him on. I said I was going to have Biggs on, and McAdoo's coming in with some positive breaking news, and we've got what happened to Biggs last night, going down to the military base, looking for Bergdahl, supposedly going to show up, hasn't gotten there yet. But at the same time, I'm totally shell-shocked because now the globalists are admitting what they're going to do, everything the old-timers who were on the inside and saw it and warned us said they were going to do, and it can only be described as pure Satanism. I mean, shutting the country down, bankrupting the nation, turning our power off, our physical half of our electricity, doubling the price will bankrupt us. Obamacare is meant to bankrupt us. I see comments on YouTube at InfoWars. It's a minority of comments going, hey, stop calling them aliens. They're people. They deserve to be here. Can I come to your house and knock on the door and say, let me in and feed me, pay for everything? That's called slavery. I'm not a slave of people coming here, but I am a slave. And then people just have one lines like, oh, come on, be nice. Tell all the poor kids in the world they can get here, they can stay here. I mean, we're not even supposed to call people that are here illegally illegals or illegal. Supposed to call them migrants. It's mind control. We got big news. I haven't even gotten into Iraq. We'll get into that with Biggs and then McAdoo. And it's just there's so much.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole things going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition, that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
No Cobras were hurt in the filming of that promo video that you can watch for free at InfoWars.com/show. If you're a radio listener out there, you can always catch the refeed 24 hours a day of the 3-hour radio/TV show refeeding at InfoWars.com/show. And then there's the subscription site for the nightly news, all the films, HD, ebooks, a lot of other films, our own media sites, so that it won't be as easy to censor us like they do on YouTube sometimes and other places. So please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Let me be disciplined here and just read you the headlines, and I'm getting to all of them after our guests leave us here today. Leaked counterterrorism bulletin warns police of impending far-right violence. I told you. They're getting ready to claim the Tea Party is going to start blowing stuff up. How do you discredit the Tea Party taking over, winning the primaries everywhere? OKC. It'd be like you got strep throat and they said you need penicillin. Obama's penicillin is a truckload of TNT rolling into a federal building. Probably, and there'll be a truck outside, just full of Alex Jones magazines. You can bet your boots, folks. And that's why we mention this constantly. And it's hardcore, and it's why they want to kill me. It's why they attack me on the national news and why I'm in the White House memos. And because, I mean, they know I'm sitting here going, hey, I know who you are. You're the Joker. Obama, Holder, New World Order. I've got you. And it's freaking them out that we're on the radio in Boston and Las Vegas and into Los Angeles and into San Francisco and all like 6-7 stations in Texas, 6-7 stations in Tennessee, 5 or 6 stations in Illinois, stations all over. And it's freaking them out. They're driving around listening on AM and FM radio, and I'm up here saying, hey, I'm going in. I'm not shutting up. I know who you are, murderers. And you are the main suspects of every major shooting that is pinned on me. I predicted it would happen, and I'd be blamed. It might be some mentally ill person out there. The FBI's own numbers. We covered this 2 days ago. 36 police officers have been killed in the last 12 years by supposed sovereign citizen right-wing patriots. And if you're one of those cops' family members, it is a big deal. And I'm sorry for them. But statistically, that's 3 a year. Out of several million police, it is one of, if not the rarest way to die. Gangbangers shoot cops every day and kill them in this country. Sometimes 5-6 cops die a day. You look at the numbers. you don't even hear about it except on local news. But my God, if somebody's got an NRA sticker and shoots a cop, we're going to know their name. It's going to be household, ladies and gentlemen. There are going to be TV specials about it. You know how many movies and TV shows there are where there's a crazy talk show host from Texas who wants to blow up federal buildings and they talk just like me? I've probably seen 10 movies people have sent us or more where it's supposed to be me. Hell, they even name villains Alex Jones in movies now. I mean, it's not a power trip, by the way. I'm doing my duty to expose these people. They have tried to assassinate my name and my character, and it's not worked. And so I know what their next move could be. And so if I obsess on this a little bit, it's because you start thinking about it. You start whistling past the graveyard. And I'm not, quite frankly, even worried about it. I'm not trying to freak people out or be melodramatic. I mean, this is real, folks. And it's just something you got to deal with. It's something you got to deal with. Because we're going to lose everything if we don't get past our fear and stand up against them. So we've got that. Establishment media ramps up Iraq intervention so Obama can be a hero saving us from Al-Qaeda in Iraq. I want to spend at least 30 minutes today on this, but I want to go pull all the articles to prove it. I don't want to just say all this on air. I want to make a really big deal out of this. In fact, I may shoot a special report at the end of the show if I've got the energy because I get exhausted after the show for a couple hours. Because I know exactly what they're doing in Iraq, and I even predicted it, and I have all the proof that this is a 100% false flag. Even the media, in plain view, admits our government armed this Al-Qaeda. And it's so staged that the fighters on the ground don't know, and I'm going to decompartmentalize all this. But the leadership knows, and they will be defeated by Obama in Baghdad. Now, what will really happen is they've paid them off, and then the commanders will tell them to stop attacking. And that came out with the Shiites and the Sunnis, that large contingents were being paid by mercenary groups. Remember when this came out in the news? They caught British SAS dressed up like Al-Qaeda, killing Shiites. And it was to get stuff stirred up again to keep the war going, to destabilize the country. While troops are really getting blown up, like Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs got blown up in Iraq and Afghanistan, I know. He can tell that story. He's sitting right here. I mean, it's real people. One time I was on Opie and Anthony's show or one of those shows on XM, and a guy called in. I know it was on that network. And a guy goes, "Don't you say Al-Qaeda's fake? I was a truck driver contractor over there, and it went in my leg into my spine, and I can hardly work. I'll kick your ass, Jones, if I ever see you." And I could understand why the guy was mad, and it got to me, because he was thinking, I was saying he wasn't in a real war. Think of the guys who don't even have weapons driving along getting blown up. No, you're getting shot at. You're getting blown up. It's real. The Al-Qaeda people are being protected and given the money and the weapons by the globalists. And they're doing it publicly, and it makes me angry, okay? It makes me mad. The public is so uninformed, they don't even know who the players are. Why do you think this show is incredibly popular with the military? Because they know I know what I'm talking about, folks. The military at least knows who the players are. The general public doesn't, so I'm going to get into that. Huge border, open border news, huge gun grabbing news, huge spying news, huge Putin news. I've got to get to all this. It is just cuckoo land. Iraq is now Baghdad, as we speak, is falling to Al-Qaeda with convoys. Go to drudgereport.com. Convoys of brand new Mercedes and Jeeps and Toyota trucks with huge Wahhabist banners and Bin Laden banners. That's what the most popular name to call your group is, a Bin Laden Brigade. That's what it translates into. The black flag of Saudi Arabia, folks. And they're just rolling in. This is a covert, like I told you, the whole Middle East, just like Lawrence of Arabia did 100 years ago. They are giving the entire Middle East to Al-Qaeda. Syria, Libya. They're going to bring down Iraq and give it to Al-Qaeda. Of course, Saudi Arabia was involved in 9/11. Who do we attack? Iraq, the secular government. Put Al-Qaeda in charge. I'm going to cover it in detail after Krieger leaves us in about in the middle of the next hour. I'm just speechless right now. Biggs, I want to get your take on this before you talk about what happened to you last night when you went down to the Air Force Base to, because Bergdahl was supposed to show up and what happened. It's interesting to show the effect, you know, the press has on people. I mean, obviously reporters would want to be there for Bergdahl. Why would they act weird when you went there, you know, to scope it out and to be open about it? I want to briefly talk about that, but that all pales in significance to how do you take something so obvious and so simple, but so obvious and simple and so over the top, people can't even register it, that we have to invade Iraq now to kick al-Qaeda out when the door was open and the weapons were given to them. We've been talking about it ad nauseum, writing hundreds of articles about it, giving them a Western base to attack Syria, Western base in Iraq, predicting all of this. And now al-Qaeda is rounding up Shiites and others and other non-Muslims and just taking over Tikrit, executing people. I mean, you fought, I know, all over Iraq. What is this like for you to see this happening now?
I mean, I was never for the war in the first place. Let's clarify that. But, you know, the fact that a lot of Americans died for this and now this is happening, it's like they died for nothing. And they keep saying we're not going to have, you know, any more boots on ground. But you've got to have boots on the ground to coordinate those air attacks to hit those targets for your manned aircraft, not your Predators, but, you know, something like that. So there's going to have to be boots on ground coming up. It's just going to happen.
Well, there's already contractors there. But the point is the contractors have been there for 3 years arming al-Qaeda. This is NATO's al-Qaeda army to destabilize the Middle East. I've said it hundreds of times. That's the plan. Now they're doing it. And Obama is the savior fighting people. That was what Benghazi was about.
Yeah,
how do you explain to people the globalists create the crisis to then be able to go in? How do you explain that to them?
I don't think there's a way. It just pisses me off to see that we've gone through this much to try to get people out, and we're letting this fall all over again. I mean, it's for nothing. It's a slap in the face. It's another failure for us. Just watching this every day, it just breaks my heart to see. And like you said, the contractors who go out there who drive the trucks, those guys are getting killed left and right all the time, just in drones. I mean, 25-year-old guys with families just getting blown up every day, and you never hear about it. For nothing, though.
And I think it's interesting that it's perfectly timed with them saying, well, we're going to, you know, pull out and stop having a big of reach in the foreign, you know, countries. We're going to focus on home. And then all of a sudden, oh, sorry, we can't. We got to go back to Iraq. We thought we were going to pull it.
But where's the congressional investigations? Yeah. We finally got them to go. Why have we given al-Qaeda a base in western Iraq, one in eastern Iraq to attack Iran? And now that very group is taking over because Saudi Arabia is being given the whole Middle East as their deal for participating in 9/11. Wow. This transcends Obama. This is beyond. And the thing is, it's not my opinion. It's hiding in plain view. Leanne, you've got some good news about activism and the move to get beer companies to release what's in it. That's going to come up in the next segment. I want to finish up with what happened to you last night, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs.
Yeah, I went to a Brooke Army Medical Facility in San Antonio last night. And, you know, much like a lot of the media out there, I was out there waiting Bergdahl's return. And I wanted to go and see if I could see what was going on. So the mainstream media was stuck outside. They were all at a main entrance to the facility, outside, lined up, filming inside. I went on base and just started walking around the hospital, you know, talking to people, asking them.
By the way, real reporters always did that in the past, too. They didn't just do what they were told.
Yeah. Yeah, well, apparently that's not good because they got mad. They're like, you know, you're supposed to stay out there with those guys. You can't be coming in here. That's not what you're supposed to do. Well, I mean, that is what I'm supposed to do.
And we've got a video clip after they told you to go to the front gate. What did they say to you?
He said, don't forget what happened to APL. So for everyone who doesn't remember, David Knight and I went up to AP Hill and went and did an investigation up there at a martial law training.
They held you for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that a threat? Or what's going to happen?
He said, he looked at me, pointed, and he says, my boss told me to remind you, don't forget AP Hill.
So I guess that just means we're watching you.
Yeah.
Like we're bad because we want to ask Bergdahl a question.
But right now they're saying that Bergdahl got on the facility. That, I don't know how it's possible, because mainstream, there's only two entrances into that facility. They had that whole area with camera crews set up on every side of the road and on the other side. And then me and Josh were inside the hospital. Like, there was two entrances that were open to there where the ambulances come in because they took.
By the way, the footage you guys shot of the illegal aliens in San Antonio, that's all over national Fox News right now with no credit.
Yeah,
it's one thing if they want to grab it, but cover the bug up?
Yeah.
I mean, because they won't go do the reporting. They'll just take our work and give us no credit.
Yeah, they're too cowardly to get out there and actually do real work.
Well, I don't want you to listen. We need to talk to some lawyers or stuff. I mean, you're more of an expert on this than I am. You're happy to go on these bases. There's nothing wrong with being a reporter and using the fact that you've got military ID to go on them. And you're honest that you're a reporter. I kind of looked it up, and there shouldn't be a problem. They shouldn't be able to threaten your pension or threaten you. But I know some of that's gone on as well.
Yeah, they threatened me with that yesterday as well.
Yeah, so, but I mean, they're not allowed to take your pension because you go on military bases, are they?
I mean, I gave them the ID and said who I was and what I was doing. I mean, and then one of the guys said that he's like, what are you here for? And I said, oh, I'm waiting on a buddy real quick. He's inside the restroom at the ER. So then he took that as I was waiting on someone in the ER and then said, well, you don't need to be here right now if you're not waiting right here.
Well, they twisted to say you were lying.
Yeah. And then he took me down to a basement. And then, like, 4 o'clock in the morning.
We're going to play a clip of that when we come back and I get to this good news with Leanne McAdoo. You can check out the video feed at Infowars.com/show if you want to see the video.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Stole your wall.
Joe Biggs, and of course, who else went down there with you? Josh Owens, who's just been at the Bundy Ranch, deal with the feds aiming guns at him, been at NSA. He deserves a medal. All of you do. We're going to break down what happened there, and then get to some good news with Leanne. Here is that clip from the base, Fort Sam Houston, and there's a base that connects to that. What was the specific name of the hospital or base you were at?
Brook Army Medical Facility.
Brook Army Medical, and that's on Fort Sam Houston.
Yeah, it's right connected to it.
Yeah, I know technically it's got a different name. That confuses me. Let's go to this video clip.
Long and wait with everybody else so they can come back tomorrow and wait out front.
Okay. So who's out there that I need to be?
Whoever's on the main gate out there.
Okay. You can do that. Well, I made a copy of it. I gave it back to him.
Okay. Yeah, they were leading us out to take us back to our car to escort us out of there. This is down in the basement area.
Well, there you have it. Once again, American citizens get treated like crap. And meanwhile, there's a whole bunch of illegal immigrants right over here just chilling, having a good time. This is what America's come to.
You just go out there to the parking lot?
Yes.
And you hang out over there. If you guys got to take any pictures or anything like that?
Roger.
If you can't take any pictures of the gate, you got to take pictures of the CMC. That's it.
Roger. We're leaving.
Okay, if y'all need to contact anybody, you contact Public Affairs Office.
Roger.
Major Bono, or I believe the other guy's name is Dewey Mitchell.
Roger.
All right.
Also, are you familiar with a place called AP Hills?
Roger.
Okay, so you know what happened there?
Yes.
Okay, my boss wanted to remind you that next time it could happen again.
And again, right there by the base is 2,000 illegals, literally like they're on vacation or something, playing soccer. With HEB meals being delivered to them, complaining about it.
Yeah.
And you're a reporter. You're bad.
Yeah, I'm evil. I'm not one of those new dreamers. Apparently,
you're an honorably discharged combat vet. You're bad.
Taken to the basement.
Yeah, taken to the basement.
Leanne, give us the good news. We've got some good news here about the power of the people, the power of this show. Because this was launched on this show. She chooses this show above CNN, Fox to launch stuff on. She goes on all that after. And she credits this broadcast, credits you, the food babe.
Exactly.
And we've got Leanne to break it down.
Yes, exactly. So less than 24 hours, you know, she launched the petition yesterday on this show, the food babe, saying, you know, it's time for beer makers to post their ingredients. She's not even saying on the bottle, just post them online. And later that evening, Anheuser-Busch and MillerCoors announced that they were going to be posting the ingredients. Initially, Anheuser-Busch, they've done Budweiser and Bud Light. So they've put their two, you know, most popular brands, their ingredients are up online now, and then they're going to be releasing the rest of them soon. So now it's a matter of...
Just because we demanded it.
Absolutely.
Because they've seen the power of people not complying.
Yeah.
This is the power of the market with your votes, with what you purchase.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they said. You know, as American consumer needs evolve, we want to meet their expectations. And so that's what our needs are evolving. We're demanding, label this stuff. What are you giving?
Nothing can stop a well-spoken pretty girl just asking for something reasonable.
Right.
That's why 80% of advertising targets women, because men follow women. And we need to get the women woke up in this country. And when they do it, it's over for the establishment.
Right. We are very powerful. Like we say on the show all the time, that's the corporations, you know, running the world and everything. But the consumers run the corporations.
That's right. And women are the main consumers. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.